A volcanic eruption in Guatemala mixes chaos and ministry. Bloody drug battles in Jamaica prompt life questions and gospel answers. And a university program helps mentor the hope of Christ back into the Dominican Republic. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. Guatemala's Mount Pacaya erupted late last week, prompting a state of public emergency in its capital city. It's expected to last at least 15 days because the volcano remains unstable. Orphan Outreach's Gloria Casera says those living nearest the volcano have been evacuated.
They're trying to mobilize people as they can. We just have to be watching out because the volcano might erupt again.
Volcanic ash and small rocks blanketed some areas. It also disrupted flights and stranded passengers at the airport. As for the children they're working with in the schools and orphanages, Casera says,
praise God, our ministry is fine, but it definitely is affecting the whole capital of Guatemala.
They're watching for a quake in the next few days that would precede another eruption. Mudslides are another concern. In the meantime, their team continues to live out the gospel.
Pray for us to keep our faith strong and know that God is under control.
You can find out more about Orphan Outreach's ministry at our website. Next, in the hunt for the drug lord Christopher Dudas Koch, scores of people have been killed in Kingston, Jamaica. Andrew Palau of the Luis Palau Association says the situation is complicated and stems from many years ago.
It all goes back 30 years ago, really. Politicians encouraged certain types of sort of gangs to be gathered around political energy. Now that the drugs have become so strong, it's caused some imbalance in those original relationships.
While the violence is localized, at the heart of the conflict, schools and businesses are closed.
Right now, nobody would venture into those areas, but the church is there.
To answer questions about eternity that often arise during such times, Palau says,
ultimately, even good systems in this world fail us with Christ. He doesn't promise us perfection in life, but he does promise that in those things he is with us.
Pray that justice would be served and the violence ended. You're listening to Mission Network News. David Shibley of Global Advance says in all of the Arab world outside of Egypt, there are only 200 evangelical pastors. 100 of these pastors recently gathered with their wives for a frontline shepherds conference.
We feel that the Holy Spirit really did something very, very significant. And these wonderful, courageous pastors and their wives did truly leave with a vision in their hearts and with tools in their hands.
Pray for these pastors who often face harassment or persecution for proclaiming the gospel. Even on the way to the conference, one couple was interrogated so severely that the wife fainted.
The Apostle Paul wrote about men like that in the book of Philippians chapter 2. He said that we are to honor such men as these who nearly died for the work of Christ, and many of the pastors that we served at this conference would certainly fall into that category.
And in the Dominican Republic and globally, Kids Alive International rescues desperate kids and gives them an education. What happens when they finish high school? Kids Alive's John Brule says,
our goal for Kids Alive is that we rescue the children, but then we enable them to become agents of positive change for the kingdom of God in their communities.
An advanced education program achieves this.
What we've done in the Dominican Republic has created an opportunity for them to continue their education beyond high school, either in university or an advanced vocational training.
It's the chance of a lifetime, and the university program gives hope for the future. Graduates often return home to impact others as Kids Alive and the gospel did them. It's one way to have an eternal impact change in a community.
One of the things we try to instill in them is this concept of being blessed to be then a blessing in return.
Visit our website to get involved. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. How's your prayer life? Open Doors USA is making available the free booklet called Prayer, the Real Battle, where you'll learn practical, biblical lessons about the true effectiveness of prayer from those who suffer persecution for following Christ. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828. Or follow the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.